If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Block Club Chicago joining us now. Stephanie Lulay has some what we call extremely local news. Stephanie, good morning. Let's talk first about Illinois license plates and what's happening with those.
Hey, good morning, Bob. It's great to join you. Illinois Secretary of State Alexi Janulius released some of the vanity plates, his annual list of vanity plates that did not make the cut in 2024. This list, if you don't know, it's leading to quite a few chuckles across social media. Some of the licenses that were rejected included a number of like racy or humorous sayings. And before I read a few for you, Bob, I just want to apologize to my mom if she's listening. Some of the phrases included a creative spelling of ho ho ho, jagweed, a bad MF, and weenie, and haktua, if you're familiar with that phrase.
You know what? Some of these, I'd have to study for a while to figure out what exactly it means. But then again, and until the express lanes open on the Kennedy, you kind of have a long time to look at the car in front of you, don't you? And talking about commuting, and we mentioned this yesterday, the CTA had been posting on X, formerly Twitter, schedules and delay notices, but they're not doing that anymore. And is this just a regular citizen who is trying to make up for this?
Yeah, CJ Black, a software engineer who runs a technology consulting firm, was one of the Chicagoans who was really frustrated by that change that the CTA made. And so he created a replacement X account. It's called @AlertCTA. And he's using an RSS feed for free to kind of replicate those scheduling updates. And he said he did it because people really need this information to get to work, you know, and just appointments where they school, where they need to get every day. And that so many people have really baked into their routine getting these updates on Twitter or X.
@AlertsCTA. That is good to hear. And parents in Woodlawn will be happy to hear about this child care center that's going to be opening in the spring. Tell us about this.
Yes, Reach for the Stars Center. They have a couple of centers across the city. They're opening a new child care facility in Woodlawn near Parkway Gardens. And they're specifically hoping to fill a child care gap for parents who don't work 9 to 5 by being open until 1 a.m. Each day. They're actually open 5 a.m. to 1 a.m. And they really, their goal is to help parents that don't work traditional schedules. You know, it's often hard for them, especially single parents, to find childcare for their kids.
And finally, tell us why some neighbors in Edgewater are venturing out to the lakefront in this weather.
Yes, Bob, I know it's freezing. I think it was 13 when I took my kids to school this morning. But neighbors in Edgewater, there is an abandoned couch that they are kind of rallying around. Photos of it began circulating Monday on social media. Neighbors have dubbed it Couchgate. There's tons of posts on about it on Facebook. And they're venturing out to take pictures with it, to add blankets and just sort of items, and I think it's a fun little moment of whimsy that we need in the winter.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, Stephanie Lulay, Block Club Chicago. Thank you, Stephanie. You have a good one. Talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Bob.